Oh, how delicious it is to know Jesus Christ, He is mine. He who tore the letter of requirements into pieces, He shall be my all in all. Close to Jesus, close to Jesus. Heavenly air blows around us. When before His face we silently wait in prayer. Closer to your Savior's heart. Be the watchword day after day. More completely devoted to you. No matter what may come. Close to Jesus. Close to Jesus. Heavenly air blows around us. When before His face we silently wait in prayer. O my beloved Savior, free me from my own self. That my work and my endeavors may be a reflection of your life. Close to Jesus, close to Jesus. Heavenly air blows around us. When before His face we silently wait in prayer. I believe God, what He has promised me will come to pass. His word remains firm, it will never fade away. That makes me undaunted. Well, the world scoffs. It cannot understand me. I am not afraid of their mockery. I will see Jesus as King. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Shall I not trust Him who makes me so richly happy? I cannot rely on what is passing away, because it only depresses me. Well, the world is mocking. I am drawn to the heavens. I am not afraid of their mockery. I will see Jesus as King. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. This serves my piety and stills my heart. The brightest joy has burst forth in me, that will never end. Well, the world is mocking, that does not make me anxious. I am not afraid of mockery. I see Jesus coming as the King. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. What a blessing. It makes me so happy. God is with me in all my ways. Wherever His Spirit sends me, well, the world is mocking. That cannot excite me. I am not afraid of mockery. I am going to meet King Jesus. I believe God. I believe God. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, for the last service with Brother Frank from Zurich in this year, we greet everyone in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise and thanks be to the Lord, that we are still allowed to come in freedom to hear the last call of God from a cold mouth, and that we can hear what the Spirit has to say to the Church. Today is a special day of grace. I think that everyone has come in great expectation to experience the Lord anew. Today, I would like to testify to the glory of God, how the Lord wonderfully leads and guides His own. Anna Baumgartner, my grandfather's sister, the youngest of 17 children, invited me 50 years ago to Brother Frank's special meetings here at this place in the Volkshaus in Zurich. I was a member of a Pentecostal church at the time. When she invited me, dear Anna said simply and succinctly, "You don't need a milk bottle now. You are slowly being weaned. You absolutely need solid food for your spiritual growth." When I heard Brother Frank preach for the first time at the prime age of 40, I knew immediately that this was the right, fresh, solid food that we need in this last evil time. Like Brother Branham, Brother Frank is a man sent by God, a man after God's own heart. It was God's decision alone to appoint and call our beloved brother to proclaim the last true, pure message, the everlasting message of salvation to all nations throughout the world. Dear Brother Frank, on your 90th birthday, we wish you God's richest blessing and a double portion of strength after spirit, soul and body. May Almighty God reward you 100-fold for your tremendous self-sacrificing work in the kingdom of God, and may He set you over all His goods and give you the deserved rest at the sea of glass. Before we pray, I would like to read a word from Matthew 24. Matthew 24, I read verses 3-14. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you with all our hearts that we may live in the last days of the time of grace, in this time when everything will be fulfilled. Lord, we have come today to hear and also to receive. Lord, bless us today in a special way, in this place, and restore all things in our midst. May the heavens of God now be open above us. Thank you that it has become light at evening time and that the last ones are now coming out. We thank you for the food you have given us in this place for over 50 years. Lord, you see our need, our helplessness and powerlessness. O God, we want to be true believers. Give us this quickening power of the Spirit. Baptize us with Spirit and fire. Lord, we believe your word. It is our right to receive from you what you have promised. Please, Lord, have mercy on us and open our eyes and our hearts. May all the sick be healed today. O Lord, we want to touch you by faith today. You are the mighty victor of Golgotha. You are still the same and will make all things well. Grant your faithful servant and all of us much strength and bless us together from the riches of your grace, beyond asking and understanding. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, I too would like to say a few words and then read a few scriptures and ask everyone to listen carefully. We have heard a powerful word from Brother Baumgartner, and we are just grateful for the precious and holy word of God. Today, on my 90th birthday, I can say to the glory of God that I am healthy so far. I haven't had a doctor's appointment all year. However, old age involves many things. But thanks be to the Lord. Even at 90, I may serve the Lord and pass on the precious and holy word to God's people. And we all know what it's all about, namely the preparation of all those who want to take part in the rapture. Brother Borg will read a few more scriptures on this, which I will briefly address. God bless you all. We say it in the name of the Lord. Here you go. We read from the Gospel of John 14, verse 1 to 3. John 14, verse 1 to 3. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Blessed and praised be our Lord for this promise that he has gone to prepare a place for us, and that he has promised to come again, has promised to take us to himself, that where he is, there we may be also. Let us read on. We read from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. For it is written, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. O praised and glorified be our Lord. Now, behold, now is the accepted time. The time pleasing to God, to make his people pleasing to him. And just as it is written, in the day of salvation, he has helped us. And just as it is written, in the day of salvation, he has heard us. Has he heard you and me? Have you and I really asked him to take care of us and reveal his word and his will? Anyone who wants to be heard must first pray. And this really is the most acceptable time for us to pray and then to listen to the Word of God. And we can confirm this from the bottom of our hearts. God has helped us on the day of salvation, has heard us, has revealed his word to us. Let us read on. We read from Matthew 3, verses 16 and 17. Matthew 3, verses 16 and 17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. May this happen to us all. On the day of God's accepted time, on the day of salvation, the Lord has helped us. And he is our example. When he was baptized, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended. May it now happen that the Holy Spirit descends on all those who have been baptized according to the Bible and truly bears witness that he is pleased with us because he heard us on the day of salvation and helped us on the day of salvation. We believe that the Lord will pour out his Spirit upon the redeemed who have been baptized in obedience and baptize us all with Spirit and fire. We read on. We read from Matthew 17, verse 5. Matthew 17, verse 5. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Blessed and praised be our Lord and God. This is my beloved Son. And in the beloved Son of God, who is the firstborn among many brethren, God was well pleased. And then the remark, Hear ye him, all sons and daughters of God, will listen to no man in the spiritual realm, but only to what the Lord has told us in his word. Hear ye him. Listen to the Redeemer. And we have done so by grace. Thanks be to the Lord for this. Here you go. We read from Revelation 14, verse 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people. Praise be to our Lord. We heard it in the opening word that our beloved brother Baumgartner read from Matthew 24, verse 14. This message of salvation will be proclaimed to all nations and languages throughout the whole earth. Here, in the book of Revelation, the man of God sees the eagle flying through the sky and proclaiming the everlasting message of salvation to all nations and languages. And we are grateful to the Lord God. And I look back on all the many years in which I was allowed to carry the precious, holy message of God. Whether it was on foot, whether it was by taxi, whether it was by train, whether it was by bus, whether it was by plane, The divine message of salvation has been proclaimed in every way on the whole earth. And our Lord said clearly, then the end will come. And as the last, before the return of Jesus Christ, it is important not only to see and recognize the signs of the times, but to hear the last message that proclaims the full salvation of God, to be corrected in everything and to return to the beginning. And this is what God has used Brother Branham for in our time, calling and sending him directly. Let us hear this again. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so the message entrusted to you will forerun the second coming of Christ. Thanks be to the Lord. We are dealing with a day of salvation, the time of grace, in which God brings all things to completion. And we could now read a number of scriptures that find their fulfillment before the return of Jesus Christ. Also, that God would send a prophet at the end of the day of salvation, before the terrible day of the Lord comes, who would restore all things to its right original state. And that is exactly what happened through the divine message of salvation, which is 100% in line with the message of the apostles that was brought to us, and we have believed it. All Bible subjects have been proclaimed biblically, and we have been baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have the right to be biblically baptized in the Spirit and to be led into all truth. For our Lord says, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. So, just as John the Baptist had a divine calling, and the scriptures that referred to him and his ministry are mentioned in the New Testament, so it is with the ministry of Brother Branham. He was already promised in the Old Testament and confirmed in the New. And everything has been fulfilled as we have proclaimed it throughout the world over the past 60 years. We also thank the Lord God for the blessed meetings of Brother Branham, some of which we have already listened to. And we will also hear a short one today. The Lord God has truly repeated 100% in our time. What he did in the ministry of our Lord, who could say, "Not I do these works, but the Father who is in me does his works." In the same way, Brother Branham could say, "Not I do these works, not I save, not I heal, but Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." He saves, he heals, he delivers, and we are grateful to God for the complete redemption through the blood of the Lamb of God, through the blood of the Son of God, which was shed for all the sons and daughters of God. And we may say with conviction, from the bottom of our hearts, in him we have redemption, namely forgiveness through his blood. God has given us everything by grace. And now we are being prepared. And I have to say it. We have truly arrived at the end of the time of grace. And the Lord could return at any moment. And that is why I ask you to read the scriptures we have mentioned again. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. Now God has heard us. Now God has helped us. May each of you be able to say this in all nations and tongues as a personal testimony. And now, beloved brothers and sisters, let us listen briefly to Brother Branham. Be blessed with the blessing of Almighty God in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
I got to hurry because I got a prayer line coming and a whole many of you has to travel. One day I took a look. I saw the Word made flesh. I saw the Alpha and Omega. I never seen any 3, 4, 5. I saw one. I saw Him as my Savior. I saw Him the Word. I saw Him the Life. I saw Him the Mighty God. I seen God in Him. I saw the pillar of fire. I saw in Him exactly what the Bible said He was. I saw that He was the Alpha and Omega. That He was the pillar of fire. He was the same yesterday and forever. I saw that the pillar of fire said to John, His never-failing presence, as He said in John's over there, His never-failing presence will never leave you. Brother, my opinion tonight, sing that song, "Look and Live, My Brother, Live." Look to Jesus now and live, for it's recorded in His Word. Hallelujah. It's only that you look and live. Look, what do you see? Do you see deliverance? Do you see what He is? Look through the Word and see what He was, then you look through the same Word and see He's the same today as He was then. He is the antitype of the brass serpent in the wilderness for the same cause, sin and sickness. Judas took a look one day, and when he looked after he had took a real look at Him, he'd only been looking at the treasure before that, the pot of money they had. But one day when he looked and seen Jesus, you know what he's seen? He's seen He was guilty. He seen that He wasn't fit to live, and He hung Himself. One morning, one of the greatest mornings in all history of time. In closing, I'm saying this. There's something happening in Jerusalem. And all at once, a bunch of soldiers came down to the jail. I hear the jingle of the chains. Hear the dragging of the spear on the street. Who's back in there? Barabbas. He's ready to die. He's a thief. He's no good. He's a robber. He's a murderer. He's going to die. First thing you know, he said, well, this is all of it for me. I'll be executed this morning. The first thing you know, the guard opened the door. Step out, Barabbas. He stepped out and said, well, I guess this is the end. He said, Barabbas, you're absolutely free. What? I'm what? I'm absolutely free. You're free, I said. He said, how can I be free? He says, well, come here, Barabbas. Look up there. You see that man dying up there? He took your place. I wonder if we all tonight could look and see what Barabbas saw. Someone taking our place. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes I was healed. You were healed. Wonder if we, the guilty ones who should be sick, can see in him our deliverance. You who should go to hell, see in him your freedom, your path to heaven. Wonder if you can see what Barabbas saw on that day. He said, a little while, and the world won't see me no more. Yet ye shall see me. Oh, church, then if he said, you shall see me, it's proof that you can look again.
Amen.
You'll see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Why, how do you see him? At the Word.
Amen.
He is the Word. Look at the Word and see what the promise is, for he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he was when he walked in Galilee is the same thing he is tonight in Jeffersonville. The same thing he is at the Branham Tabernacle. What do you look to see? A founder? A denominational man? You'll never see it in Jesus. Do you look to see some great priestly? You'll never see it in Jesus. No. How do you see Jesus? By the Word of God being made manifest, because he was the manifested Word of God. What he was then, he is tonight, and will be forever. Let's bow our heads just a moment. I'll cut this off kind of short. Lord Jesus, is my prayer. Let me look away from the cares of life. Lord, I know we're just a common people, uneducated. We have not much of this world's goods, but we love you, Lord. And I speak for this people. They would not sit in a place like this and squeeze and mash and around in the crowds and sit burning up in the heat or freezing in the cold and standing and bringing their children and them sick and the afflicted coming around if they come here to see anything else besides you. Those people, Lord, would never come to see a man. There's plenty of men on the street. They all look alike. But they come to see that man. That man of God, that Jesus of Nazareth, of flesh being God. Now, Father, you have told us that a little while and the world would not see no more. No matter how much they look, they'll never see it. But you said, ye shall see me, the true believer. Because I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. You promised us if we looked, we would see. And I pray tonight that you'll fulfill that scripture to us again tonight, that we might look and see Jesus making himself known to us in the same way that he always has, fulfilling his word. From henceforth, Lord, and I made a statement before this, and I've truly said these things from my heart about the pools and you told me, and now, as mysterious as it may seem, if we could only pinch our inner conscience and see that those things could not be foretold perfectly as they are unless it did come from God. How could we see that first thing take place? How could the second take place? How could the third take place? How could we stand here months before it happened and tell what would take place in Tucson and would open up the seven seals and bring back the mystery and reveal the hidden things of God that's been hid since the beginning of time? And to see it both testified, witnessed, scientifically proven. Lord, you're our refuge and strength. You're all that we have. And I thank you for, Lord, being a part of this great economy of yours. I thank you for being a member of your body, along with many here who are members of that body. Many all out through the world in different churches that are members of that mythical body of Christ. Every time we look, we see him. See him when the bird sings. See him when the sun rises or when it sets. Hear him in the songs. Watch him in his people. See him vindicating his word. Oh Lord, you are our God. Early will we call upon thee. Thou art our merciful Father. Forgive us of our wrongs. Lord, we're at the end time. I see the doors will soon be closed. The doors of opportunity. And while it is daylight and I can still get into some of these places, Lord, help me to go. I'm getting old. Give me strength. Renew my youth, Lord. Help me that I might do something out there now that I'm waiting for this great time to come that we'll be here. Help me, Lord, as I go out that I might be able under some way to catch that last predestinated seed that will bring back the Lord Jesus. Help, oh God. And if I'm laying a foundation that another shall stand upon, grant, Lord, that soon it'll happen, that the word might be fulfilled. Our heart's desire is to see your word fulfilled. We love you. We believe you. In the midst of an unbelieving, doubting people, a generation of what we got today, Lord God, we still believe that your word will never fail. We believe that heavens and earth will pass away, but it shall never fail. We stand gallantly for that. Now, Father, to this little group that's waited, there's many sick in here. And there may be unsaved in here. People that have been saved and yet hasn't been filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord God, may you come so on the scene by your word of promise that the people will look and see Jesus and then bow down and give their hearts to him. May the sick look and see that it's impossible for anything else to be doing it, only God, because it is his word promise. What we have said today, both messages, may it be confirmed now. It's all in your hands, Lord, and I'm in your hands, and the congregation's in your hands. Work through us, Lord, to honor your great name. Oh, eternal one, grant this for the glory of God. Amen. I know it's hot. And I want to try to pray for the sick now. And if you'll just give me about 15, 20 minutes, I don't know how many cards they got give out, but we're just going to start and pray for the sick. Now, Billy told me that he'd give out, what was it? All right. Well, let's start. He said he'd give out from 1 to 100. How many has prayer cards here? Raise up your hands. Prayer cards. Which is quite a number. We're trying to get to everything that we possibly can if we can. Now, every person, in the name of the Lord Jesus, keep your seat. Now, don't stir around. Sit real still until you're called. Let the little children... Now, if I happen to say, bow your head, do it right quick, honey, because evil things leave, such as cancer and diseases, and it goes out amongst the people and gets into others. All that believe that and know it's the Scripture, say amen.
Amen.
We find in the Bible that evil spirits went from one to the other when this cast out. And they try to find a place. And how many times have we seen in the meeting, people come to the meeting perfectly healthy and well, sit there and criticize, and a day or two after that be found totally blind or stricken with a cancer, paralyzed, because they were unbelievers. I'm not responsible for them, only for the believers. Many of them went to the institution many years ago and still there. Some went to their grave just because of being arrogant, unbelieving. There's no place for an unbeliever now. It's a place for believers. Have faith in God. Heavenly Father, now the meeting is yours. It's been yours all the time. Now I can speak on your word. But now from now on, I can't speak. You're the one who speaks now, Lord. Let it be known that your servant has told them the truth. May people hear. Maybe many are here sick and won't even be in a prayer line. But you're still here, Lord. You can heal out there just as you can heal anywhere. Let thy word be made known. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, if I can get your undivided attention for just a moment. I want to look down this prayer line. I don't really believe I know one person. Are you in this prayer line all strangers to me? You know what I don't know? You raise up your hands if you are. You are. How many out there knows that I don't know nothing about you? Raise up your hands. Out there, sir. Sure. 95% of the people here. I don't. That's true. Now, here's a little woman. I never seen her in my life. She's a total stranger to me. Now, she may be here for sickness. She may be here. Maybe she's done something. Maybe she's here for finances. Maybe it's domestic trouble. Maybe she's here for someone else. I don't know. I have no idea. But here is exactly a picture that's in St. John, the 4th chapter. A man and a woman meets for the first time. And no doubt that the young woman that met Jesus, he was much older than her. Because they said he looked to be 50 or over 50. And probably this young, beautiful woman that was out there at the well was just a young girl. And here again tonight, two people meet, young and old, without knowing one another, and now she stands there. There's some reason she's there. I don't know. She might be standing there as a deceiver. She might be standing there saying something when it isn't, just see what'll happen. If it is, you watch what happens. Now, I don't know the lady. I've never seen her. She just held her hand a while ago. I was a stranger to her, and I hold my hand. She's a stranger to me. I've never seen her. Well, now, if I, just as a man, I have to say, lady, what is the matter with you? What are you doing here? What do you want? And she'd say, Mr. Branham, I'm here because I suffer with a cancer. I suffer with TB. I suffer with a tumor. Or I'm out of money. My husband left me. Or I'm not married and my boyfriend did so. She'd have to tell me. Well, I'd say, all right, I'll pray for you. Lay my hands up on you and say, Lord God, give this woman what she wants. Amen. Jesus, do it. Let her go away. Well, I guess if she believed that, she'd get well. That's all right. That's been a ministry for many, many years. But it was promised in the last days that as the angel God was dwelling in a human body that come up just before Sodom burned, and he sat with his back turned to the tent where Sarah was and told Abraham what she was thinking in the tent. God in a human flesh wearing human clothes. And that's the only way God can do it today is when he gets in your flesh. See? Showing that God would be manifested in human flesh. Jesus said, as it was at the days of Sodom, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. We have the messenger, Billy Graham, and them down there in Sodom, but the elected church received a message. And a messenger. Now, if this little lady, if the Holy Spirit, don't say he'll do it, but if he would come and tell me what you're standing here for, or what you want, or something you've done, or something you're about to do, well, you'd know it'd have to come from some supernatural source, because we're just standing here. That would be right, wouldn't it? Then you'd know it had to come from a supernatural force. If the Bible said that Jesus did that same thing and promised to do it again in the last days, then you'd believe with him. How many would be the same thing? Then you'd see Jesus. You'd see his word. Now, you say, is he the word? The Bible says he is the word. And the Bible said that the word discerns the thoughts that's in the heart. Is that right? Then it would be the word spoken to human lips discerning the thoughts. Now, I can't. I have no way of doing it. See? Because I don't know her. But he does. And he is the Word. And he is the one that can take our two spirits, like a woman at the well and him, and blend it, and then go away and show me just what she's here for, what she's done or what she wants or something. Then I can speak it and say it. And that's up to her. Now I say, Brother Branham, can you heal her? No. No. I can't do that. He's already done it. By his stripes we were healed. But that's just to raise her faith, to let her know that if he knows what she has been and what she's wanting, He knows how to give it and what you will be afterwards. Is that right? Now everybody believes that. Now be real reverent, and you people out there now without prayer cards, you pray. Now I remember Jesus passed through a group one day, and a little woman touched his garment. And he turned around and said, "Who touched me?" And he looked all over the congregation until he found her and told her she had a blood issue, and her blood stopped at that time. See? Now the Bible said that he now is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Is that right? I'm looking out here at Brother Wade sitting here by his wife. Just recently, that man was standing here while I was preaching, just like Paul was preaching all night one night, and this man dropped dead right in the audience. And the Holy Spirit brought him right back to life again. He is a witness. See? That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. How many never did see Brother Wade and would like to see him? Raise up your hands. Never did see him. Brother Wade, would you stand up? Here's the man. Dropped dead about where he's sitting right now. Here's his wife, a registered nurse, standing right there. He had no pulse, gone. His eyes turned back, and he's black in his face. Heart attack. Doctor told him he had heart trouble. Before that, I found it on discernment not long ago and told him that he had heart trouble. And then all at once, his heart stopped, and down he went. And there he was, laying there, perfectly gone. That's about 6 or 8 times that I've seen the Lord Jesus bring back the dead. I've seen him do it. And he can do it tonight. Now, I take every spirit in here under my control for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Be reverent. Watch. I want to talk to you, lady. I've been preaching, you see. And just to catch your spirit, that's exactly what I'm doing. See? There's something in you alive, or you wouldn't be standing there. You'd be just a form laying dead. And you'd have no life in you. But being there is a life in that flesh, it controls you. See? And now even your thoughts and what you think, the words you say and everything, is what you live by. See? That's what you are, is your words, your thoughts, and whatever you are. Now, we are here believing. Now, the Holy Spirit, like Jesus told the woman, "Bring me a drink." And when she brought, she said, "Why, you shouldn't ask me that. I'm a Samaritan. You are a Jew. We don't have no customs with each other, no words with each other." Now, of course, we are both Gentile. And we're standing here just believing on God. Now, if His Spirit comes by me for a gift and can tell you what, that you know whether it's right or not because you've lived that part of the life, then you have a gift to believe it. And if you will believe it and He will tell you about it, then it's all over. It'll work on everyone here. Now, everybody real reverend. And a lady suffers with something wrong in her throat. It's a throat condition. That's right, raise up your hand. Now, I've never seen her in my life. That's right. That's what she's here for me to pray for her throat. Now, right then, as soon as I said that, or just before, she knew that there was something near. Something come near right then. You can see the emotion up on her. A real sweet feeling. Like that light that you see in the picture. Where are you at, George? That light that was in the picture is hanging right over the woman right now. See, it's another dimension. She is a believer. Not a make-believer. She's a believer. Now, being that you are a believer, you believe me to be His servant? No problem. Have to be to know that. Do you believe He could tell you other things that's on your heart? All right. Here's something that's on your heart. It's somebody you're praying for. Child. You believe He can tell me what's wrong with it? It's got a virus. Is that right? You believe God can tell me who you are? You're Miss Walker. You're not from here. You're from the South, Georgia. You're going home well. Jesus Christ is here. You're child. Don't worry about it. It's over. God bless you, sister. How are you doing? Now, here's another one. I don't know her, never seen her. She's just a woman standing there. Now look, I've been preaching all together since about 8 o'clock. It's 10 now, that's 2 hours I've been here. That one discernment weakened me more than 2 hours of preaching. You mean to say that? Oh yes, that woman had touched the hem of His garment. He said, "I perceive that virtue has gone out of me." Strength, is that right? That's what it does. Now, here's a woman that I have never seen. Billy went over there, if you noticed something, and picked up that boy that we have here with us, George. He's a Baptist boy. I want him to see that what we're talking about is God. His father's family's a nice people. They're in Mexico. Missionary, fine man. And his father's sick too. I'm just waiting for him to come. I just watched close, George. Now this lady, I don't know her. I never seen her. I suppose we're strangers to one another. We don't know each other. But now the Holy Spirit, the sweetness of Jesus being present, we're all witnessing that. Now, if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me something about you, now, if I could heal you, I'd do it. But I can't do what He's already done. The only thing, if He was standing here tonight with this suit on it, He gave me. Well, now, He couldn't heal you because He's already done it. By His stripes we were healed. See? But the only thing, He would to declare Himself by the word that He promised and make you see that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He promised to do it. Now, if He will use me to tell you what you're here for, will you use the faith that you have in Him to believe that you receive what you have are here for with all your heart? All right? May the Lord grant it. See, the lady has something wrong. An examination shows it is a ruptured stomach.
That's right.
A ruptured stomach. Do you believe that God can heal that rupture?
Yes, sir. I believe all
you,
I can believe.
All
I
you
all
will
I can believe.
God bless you. Now, you're not from here.
No,
been quite a sacrifice to get here.
Yes, it is.
It was.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. You're from Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Mrs. Harner.
Yes, right.
Return back. Don't doubt. You'll be healed. If thou canst believe. How do you do, lady? We are strangers to one another. I've never seen you in my life as with Noah. I might have somewhere in a meeting, you might have seen me, but I don't know you. God knows you. You believe in me to be His servant, and the word that I have preached is the truth? Well, being that I am strange to you, and the word that I have preached you have believed on, the only thing is some of them give you a card. Either one of the ushers or my son or somebody gave you a card. Your number was called and here you are. That's all I know. But you're here suffering from a nervous condition. It bothers you bad. You have someone with you. You have someone you're praying for. It's your husband. And he has a spiritual problem that he just can't get over the rip. And you have a child that's sick too. You're not from here, but you come from the north. You're from Canada, from Alberta. That is right. You believe me as being God's prophet. And believe that what I tell you is the truth. Go home and you'll receive what you've got. Believe. God bless you. I am a stranger to you. You're a stranger to me. I don't know you. But God does know you. You believe me to be His servant with all your heart? I don't know you, nothing of you. If I could heal you, I'd do so, but I can't. I am not a healer. I am just a man. But He's God. I'm just a bit confused because there's an older woman standing between me and you. It's somebody you're praying for.
Yes.
Yeah, it's your mother.
Yes, it is.
And she suffers with a high blood pressure.
Yes.
And you have a kidney infection.
Yes.
That is right.
Yes.
You believe that?
Yes.
Your mother isn't here.
No.
But when you go to her, take that scarf that's around your neck and put it on your mother. And don't doubt, and the high blood pressure will leave her and your infection will be gone. Don't believe me. You believe now with all your heart?
Amen.
Now you see. I look out across the audience and it looks like it's just beginning to get kind of misty light out there.
These things that I do shall you do also. He's done more right here tonight than he, of that type than he did in the entire journey on life.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. Now this one lady here, young woman, I don't know her. She's a stranger to me.
You're not here for yourself. You're here for a man. And I see him sitting with his head down. He's smoking a cigarette. And you're praying that the cigarettes will leave him. May the Lord God give you your request, sister. Go believing with all your heart, and may that devil of habit leave your
husband.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Your trouble's in your back. Do you believe God will make it well? All right. Go say, thank you, Lord. I know this woman. I believe it's Miss Niece's daughter. Isn't that right? I thought it was. God bless you. The old back trouble will leave you now, and you can go and be well. Do you believe God can heal that arthritis and make you well? Go tell him you believe him. Just believe with all your heart. How do you do, sir? Do you believe God can heal that stomach trouble and make you well?
Amen.
All right, then go say, thank the Lord. I'm going to be well. And you'll be well. Another arthritis case in the age of two. You believe that God will make you well if I lay hands up on you?
He has many times which you believe your hands on my brother.
Do you hear that? The Lord bless my sister and give her deliverance again tonight. Amen. Just believe me. Heart trouble, stomach trouble. You believe God can heal it? All right, go in the name of the Lord Jesus. He make you well. How do you do, young fellow? Asthmatic condition. You believe that God can heal asthma?
Yes.
Go believe it. He'll do it. All right. Diabetic condition. You believe that God can heal your blood and make you well? Go believe him and he'll do it. You believe it with all your heart? What if I didn't say nothing to you and just laid my hands on you? Do you believe the Holy Ghost is sure to make you well? That's the way to do it. Come here. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you go and be healed.
Amen.
Come, lady. If I didn't say nothing to you, do you believe God would heal you that female trouble? No, excuse me, you already said it. Go ahead. Go believe in you. Be made well. You believe, sir, with all your heart? God heals heart trouble, doesn't he?
Yes.
Makes man well, I'm sure he does. He's God. Do you believe that?
Yes.
You believe with all your heart? Have faith in God. Some man out here did something just a few minutes ago. I want to find that. His blood. Somebody like an accident or something happened. It was bleeding. It was somewhere. The man was standing here. I just prayed. Yes, it is. It's a man said, watch J.T. Parnell. I know the boy. You're bleeding inside, J.T. You believe God will make you well? Or it'll stop then, J.T.
Hallelujah!
Believe with all your heart. A little lady sitting right here looking right across, sitting there with Brother Grimsley. There's a light for her. You, little white collar. Mary? I don't know you, but that's your name. You're bothered with the spiritual trouble, and also you're real nervous. Forget it. It's all going to be all right. Believe with all your heart. Have faith in God. Thou can only believe. Little lady sitting right back up here in the back row over on the side over there. She's from Michigan. Suffering with a female trouble. You believe God will make you well? What you ask for then? You believe it? Amen. Raise up your hand and say, I accept it. All right, you can go home and get well. I don't know the lady. But God does know her. What about you here on this cot? You're the only crippled man or man on a cot. I'm a stranger to you. I don't know you. God knows you. But I say now you're shattered to death. You have cancer. You come from a long ways. You come from Cincinnati here. Your name is Mr. Hawk. Believe with all your heart, if you sit there, you die. Accept Jesus Christ and be healed. You believe him? Then stand up on your feet. Oh, that's special. And accept Jesus Christ.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
How many in here believes Him at this minute?
Amen.
You believe with all your heart?
Amen.
Then let's every one of you stand up right now. Stand up. Now, in your own way, the way you pray, you lay your hand on somebody next to you. Where is Sister Brown? She's been sitting here suffering with that. The other day she called me on the phone, and she couldn't raise her hands up. I seen it was something wrong in her blood. When I met her the other day, she's got diabetes. Where is she? She's here with Miss Down a while ago. All right, Sister Brown, tonight I want you to believe with all your heart. I know you know what's wrong with you. But I want you to believe you come out of the hospital and come here to be prayed for. I'm praying for you. Believe you're going to be well. Margie, have faith in God. Let's go to quit right now. Let's go to end. He can heal diabetes. He can heal you of that sickness in your stomach. Each one lay your hands on one another. And just hold your hands there just for a minute. Just lay your hands on one another. Hold. See, it's going on 11 o'clock. Many of these people's got to drive to Tennessee and different places. Surely the Lord God has proved. What did you see tonight? Did you see a man or did you see Jesus? Jesus confirming His Word. These handkerchiefs laying here, while this anointing is up on me, I have my hands laid up on these handkerchiefs, praying that God Almighty, they said they took from the body of Paul handkerchiefs or aprons. Here's those who were dead and has been raised up. There's those here who were in accidents, smashed up or healed. I see Miss Wilson standing here that not long ago, she was hemorrhaging to death with TB years ago. Here she is tonight. The doctors didn't give her this hour sleep. Here she stands tonight. All around through your lame, blind, crippled, in wheelchairs and everything, they're standing tonight as living trophies. Why is it? Jesus Christ lives.
Yeah.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
That man that just testified a while ago of him down there that had epilepsy, that had all them years and everything, and this one time in the meeting, and that's been around almost 20 years ago, he's never had a seizure since. That's one of the 10,000. He's a healer.
Amen.
Amen. He healed. Now, don't be excited. Just with childlike faith, look away to Calvary. Close your eyes and forget you're in this tabernacle. Close your eyes and forget there's anybody around you. And look to Jesus and see. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in the Word. Hallelujah. It's only that we look and live. Oh, look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in the Word. Hallelujah. It's only that you look and live. Close your eyes to man. Close your eyes to the things around you. And look to your faith to Jesus Christ. And know that He was wounded for your transgressions. By His stripes you were healed. Lord Jesus, as these people are praying, and they have their hands upon each other, and we are realize that we're standing in the presence of the living, resurrected Jesus Christ in the form of the Holy Spirit, revealing to us the secrets of our hearts, making known to us our desires, and promising us that He would give us our desires if we would only believe. Men and women have their hands on one another. They are praying because we are fellow citizens of the kingdom of God. We are fellow brethren and sisters of Jesus Christ. And Satan, we come to you in the challenge of the name of the Lord Jesus. He is the sword. He is the one who cuts away the sickness. He is the one who cuts away the doubt. He is the conqueror. Now, we challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ that you come out of this people, Satan. The Word of God is made manifest. It circumcises, takes away doubt, takes away sickness, and brings perfect deliverance. We pray that the Holy Ghost will fall upon this people and give to them the power of faith to believe that the presence of the omnipotent Christ is here now. Grant it, Lord. I condemn every sickness. I condemn all diseases. I condemn all unbelief. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Holy Ghost honor what I've said and sweep through this building and deliver every person in the body.